Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up week five, I believe. It might be week four. I've lost track already. From the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And this week we've been focused on serving with courage. And today's specific topic is serving with the courage to be faithful. The writer of Hebrews talks about the faithfulness of God throughout the book. But it also talks about the faithfulness of people. And it describes the Jewish people's heritage and their understanding of the faithfulness of the servants of God that led them to where they're at, they were at currently in their history, in their time. It talks about the faithfulness of Moses as a servant of God, even in the midst of Pharaoh's household, continuing to learn about God, continuing to seek to honor God. And then it makes a transition about the faithfulness of Christ as the head of his household. And because of that, God says we ought to have courage in our faith. I write in the devotional book, at the time that I wrote that, they were very popular and haven't seen any for quite some time now that I think about it, but there was a time at least where a variety of memes would float around social media, kind of with the idea you had one job, and the photo attached would make it very clear you weren't really doing that job all that well. You had one job and you failed. It's kind of the unspoken part of the memes. And the problem with most of those was that the person got so focused on one little thing that they lost track of the one job that they were supposed to be doing. And yet, I wonder how often as we serve God, as we serve others, something, some detail in that work of service, in the act of what we ought to be doing, distracts us to such a point we lose sight of the one job that we really had, to know Christ and make him known, to serve as a kingdom citizen. It becomes so easy. When I was serving with and volunteered for a couple weeks, different weeks, a few actually, with IDES this past year, the one job, so to speak, was to provide help and hope. I know it's hard to talk about one job when it's a two-part statement. It was supposed to be all wrapped together. But sometimes in the midst of providing the help, it's easy to forget to provide the hope. With so much needing done, to constantly remind myself and our team would constantly remind one another that we couldn't forget about the people. There were times, and deliberately so, different parts of the team, different members would go and talk with the homeowner and just listen. And yet many times there would be an apologetic attitude about doing that, about being sorry they bailed on us, knowing the scope of the work that we were doing. And there was that reminder that no, that was part of the work. That even if we cleaned up all of the damage but did nothing to provide hope, nothing to interact with the homeowners, to listen to their stories, to share with them why we were doing what we were doing, to offer a glimpse of Jesus. We would not have accomplished what we really had been called to do. And God desires that we live with the courage to be faithful in the kingdom things. That as we serve, we don't lose sight of the kingdom perspective. That this faithfulness that He desires that we live with, that we serve with, that we experience from Him would be reflected in how we treat others, in our love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, in all of those things that are the Spirit is producing in our life. The courage to be faithful in letting those things be seen. It's so easy to focus on the task rather than on the person. To somehow think if we get the task done, we're done. And God's design, I believe, is the task is there so that we can serve the person. It's kind of like Jesus talking about the Sabbath and the fact that the Sabbath was created for man, not man for the Sabbath. It was designed to benefit. And the works of service aren't just so we have something to do. It's so that we can represent Jesus. It's to provide a window, a doorway, a opening into the lives of people so that Jesus can be known. And for many people, that's a tough thing to let the work have bigger meaning. We want to get done. It's a Friday, and many people have been looking forward to this day since Monday morning. And I know it's not everyone, and a Monday through Friday job is not the norm for every person watching and listening. But it has tended to be in our culture the way we've defined work. And so we look forward to the end of the work week. We get a break. And sometimes we get so focused on ourselves, on just getting done, that we forget what it is we're supposed to be doing. And I believe it's that way with the service that God has called us to. We may listen to God. We may spend time in prayer. We may spend time in His presence and the Word and have a good idea of what He's called us to do, what He's equipped us to do, what the opportunity is. But there are times where we reach that point and then we race off to get the task finished so that we can move on to whatever's next. And sometimes it's in that racing off to finish the task that we lose sight of the people. And as you serve with courage, for some, the hardest thing to do is to have the courage to slow down, to listen, to be faithful in your presence, not just in your work. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to consider the focus that you serve with. Is it a faithfulness to God? Or is the focus more on just getting done? Do you notice the people? Or do you just see the task? What would it take to live with a greater courage? To serve with Christ as the head of the household? To serve with the purpose of making Him known? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your faithfulness exceeds anything that we've experienced from anyone else. That as You sent Jesus to establish Your body, to rescue us from the separation that we created through our sin, You lifted Him up to a position the head of the household of God. A head that calls each one of us to a faithfulness of being, not simply of doing. A faithfulness of representing this family, this kingdom that we're a part of. A faithfulness in serving others with the others, the people being key. So Father, help us to examine ourselves, to realize those times where we lose sight of the purpose, because we're so focused on the work. Father, open our eyes to how we can be faithful in representing Jesus. Wherever we serve, however we serve, whoever we serve. And God, as we represent Jesus, as we have the courage to be faithful as children in Your home, may we do that well. May the courage that you give us be a courage that allows us to pause and to listen. A courage that allows us to see people. And at least have a glimpse into how you're using these works of service so that Jesus can be seen. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would help them to grow with a mind and a spirit that recognizes Christ as the head, that draws purpose and value from Him. Purpose and value of who they are and purpose and value in what He's called them to do. Father, may we help the children around us to have courage in their faithfulness because they see it in us. And just as we keep in mind the big picture, the kingdom perspective in the way we serve the people, may we never lose that perspective as we serve our children. May we not become so busy in the task that we lose sight of the children that you've blessed us with and given us responsibility for. Oh, Father, today as we go about life, may we notice the task, but may our eyes be opened beyond the task to see the people. And may our faithfulness not simply be a faithfulness in serving, but may it be a faithfulness in serving you by serving people. And so, Father, help us to pay attention. Help us to listen. May we learn those traits as we spend time in your word and prayer, sitting at your feet, being observant and listening and waiting. And may our practice of that with you help us to live that way with people. That our courage would lead us to a faithfulness in representing Jesus. That in the midst of whatever occupation we've chosen, whatever work that we've been called to do, whatever skills and abilities that we are able to put to use, may we not lose sight of our role as ambassador, as representative. And so, Father, today in that role, may we live with the courage to be faithful representatives. To be faithful ambassadors, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.